The epistle appointed for this, the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, is taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God! How incomprehensible are his judgments, and how unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has first given to him that recompense should be made him? For from him, and through him, and unto him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. God is love. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Even though it is the Feast of the Blessed Trinity, I'm turning my attention more so to the first Sunday after Pentecost, to the Epistle of St. John, where he is trying to instill to his listeners the love of God. And as usual, when I usually get done preaching the first sermon, if I have two of them, there's always something that's in my mind, you know, you should have said this, you should have said that, should have done this, that. And so when we speak about the love of God, of course, he gave us his only son, which is our greatest gift. And he is, as says in Scripture, the propitiation of our sins. But our Lord also gave us another great gift, and that is his Blessed Mother. And of all creatures, who would love God the most? Our Blessed Mother. He placed her above all the angels and saints and crowned her as Queen of Heaven and Earth. And even in the Old Testament, where it says the king sits on his throne and the queen walks in adorned in gold and gold garments and such like to take her seat at his side. She is our example. How we ourselves should conduct ourselves to love God more and more each day. And the reason for this is because love casteth out fear. Because when we get right down to it, we start thinking, well, I'm going to face a judgment seat. The justice of God hangs over our heads. Yes, it does. But if we love God as he intends us to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and he loves us, I just said, God is love. He's loved us before we loved him. Then what's there to fear? We fear the retribution of our sins, but we also call upon the mercy of God. As the priest prays in the ritual for recommending a soul to God, pleading with him to have mercy on this particular soul who fears in retribution for his sins, the punishment due to them. But to achieve this love of God, there's another page to this. And that is, we got to love our neighbor as ourselves. Which means we have to be patient and charitable with those who we live with, or work with, or are around with. We got to pay particular attention to faults of rash judgment, of rash criticism. Yes, people have their faults, there's no question about it. Sometimes they're made public too. Even so, it's not for us to judge them. Our Lord already said, don't judge, and you will not be judged. Forgive others and you'll be forgiven. See, it's all on us. It's not on God. It's on us. The more we love God and the more we realize our own frailty, we learn to overlook others. And remind ourselves, you know, I could be just like one of those. Who am I? I'm supposed to be a servant of God. I'm supposed to know, love, and serve Him to the best of my ability. And why does my mind keep going off the track and looking over here and looking over here and not looking at the person who I need to depend upon? Our Lord. And this is the love of God perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear brings punishment. And he who fears is not perfected in love. We got to get away from the material and think only of the spiritual. That's all that matters. We must not worry about what other people have, what other people say, what other people are doing. Had the tendency of being jealous over this or that or the other. Forget it. What's the point? You're not going to be judged on that. You can be judged on your own attitude and conduct, how well you performed your duties today, and so forth. As it says in the Holy Rule, never to forget of God's presence. Because the angels report to Him at every moment about what? Our conduct. Now, it sounds kind of fearful, but it's intended as our Lord wants it to be intended. He wants us to be humble. What got our Lord's attention when it concerned the Blessed Mother? It wasn't the virtue of her virginity or her obedience, or her charity, or her modesty, was her humility. This is what did it. Our Lord cannot work with a proud, arrogant man or woman. He can't do it. He just ignores them. Until we learn to humble ourselves, as He says, like little children, which means the attitude of mind, then He has our attention. That means we have to trust in Him. We have to run to Him when we get in trouble. No matter how we might feel, sometimes we might want to I just want to give up. And the devil likes to prompt that, keep that in our heads. Yes, do it. You can't handle this anyhow. Why bother? It's pointless. And then to rub it in a little deeper, I'm going to get you in the end anyhow. I'm going to be up there in the judgment seat and I'm going to accuse you of everything you've done. Because I know what you've done. Our safest bet against these types of thoughts in our head is, first of all, to tell Him to go fly a kite. And second of all, and this is important, that every day, we should do it many times a day, but especially every day at nighttime, we have time to recollect ourselves, to remind the Lord always that I am sincerely sorry. For what? The love that I have offended. If we do that every night, we won't have to worry about the judgment. You said you love God. He says He loves you. Where's the worry? He already demonstrated through the sacraments, I've forgiven all your sins. And those who were permitted by grace to receive extreme unction, not only did I forgive all of your sins, I also took the punishment away from them too. Which the love of God can do in the sacrament of penance also, if it's strong enough. We can't comprehend the love of God any more than we can comprehend the Trinity. Incomprehensible. We can't fathom it. We can't fathom His love for us. But how concerned our Blessed Mother is for us, her children, who desires that none be lost, but all come to where? The feet of our Lord and beg for mercy. She leads us to him. That's her job. And one good thing about the Blessed Mother that was revealed to us, that gives us our greatest hope, nothing, nothing is denied her. Nothing. And how well we put our confidence in her powers, her prayers for us, the better. Remember that little story I told you about the wicked woman in the cave that the nuns didn't pray for because they thought she was in hell? Talking about 11th hour, I must say 11th hour and 59 minutes. She's that close of going to hell herself and knew it, but pleaded with the Queen of Heaven. My son, I have prayed for her. Okay, that's all it takes. A mother is always going to be looking after her children, regardless if you ask her help or not. She prefers that you ask. She'll do her part anyhow, because she wants to lead all of us to her son, who is love personified. So with that in mind, let's remember our duties and obligations and responsibilities down here, that we do them perfectly because we love God. We do everything for the love of God, not for self, not for this or that, for him only. And the more we do this each day, we are growing in love. And any time the devil tries to play these little games, we just cast those thoughts and feelings right out of our heads. Go away. I got work to do. And that's another little secret about bad temptations and bad thoughts. Stay occupied. Keep doing things. Even if it's just putting a puzzle together, do it. Always be conscientious of that. When I'm idle, not doing anything at all, now I'm in the play box of the devil, because that's where he likes us, when we are idle. Because basically we're opening up all the doors and windows for him to come in. We've got to keep them shut. So with that, as always, every day, persevere in prayer. Most important. I know sometimes we might fail in prayers or whatever, but say them anyway, even when you don't feel like it. Start off with just 3 Hail Marys in the morning. Start your day off with the Blessed Mother. End it with her in 3 Hail Marys. And always remember, and this I'll conclude here, is that we're here to know, to love, and serve God, and to reign with him for all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.